The Coalition has done an about-face on education policy. It now says it will honour Labor's school funding deal with the states if it wins the election, in what's being seen as an attempt to neutralise education as an election issue. The opposition leader Tony Abbott has declared he's now on a unity ticket with Kevin Rudd when it comes to funding. From Canberra, Jane Norman.
The Coalition has never fully supported the so-called Gonski school funding reform, arguing it's overly expensive and largely unnecessary. This was the opposition's education spokesman Christopher Pyne just yesterday.
The truth is, of course, it's a great con. There isn't new money in the next few years. There's a cut. The rivers of gold the government promises are on the never-never. They're simply a mirage, and the Coalition's not going to pretend the government is actually delivering new money when it isn't.
But overnight, that mirage turned into a reality. And by this morning, the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, had changed his tune.
As far as school funding is concerned, Kevin Rudd and I are on a unity ticket. There is no difference between Kevin Rudd and myself when it comes to school funding.
Far from a con, Tony Abbott's announced the Coalition will now commit to the school funding deals for 4 years or across the forward estimates.
So we will honour the agreements that Labor has entered into. We will match the offers that Labor has made. We will make sure that no school is worse off.
So far, New South Wales, South Australia, Tasmania and the ACT have signed up to the funding reforms. Labor's also done a deal with independent and Catholic schools, and it expects Victoria will sign up this weekend.
The essential difference between Labor and the Coalition going into the coming election is not over funding, it's over the amount of control that the Commonwealth Government should have. Under the Coalition, you'll get the funding, but you won't get the strings attached.
Christopher Pyne denies it's a backflip and says the announcement is about giving schools certainty.
Well, no, it's not. What we've done is we've decided that it's too late in the year for schools and school systems and state and territory governments to go forward with the uncertainty that Labor has created around school funding. We want the debate in education to be around local authority, teacher quality, a robust curriculum and parental engagement.
The Coalition's move has been seen as an attempt to neutralise education as an election issue, but the government is not convinced. The Education Minister, Bill Shorten, says the opposition has panicked and has labelled the policy shift unbelievable.
For 3 years, the opposition have trash-talked our education reforms. They've been writing to every principal in Australia saying these plans are no good and they're going to leave schools worse off. Last week, they're writing to every school principal in Australia saying don't trust this plan. This week, they're saying, oh, actually, we might do something, perhaps, possibly.
While the opposition has promised to retain the same funding model, Bill Shorten says it can't be trusted to implement the Better Schools policy.
The Coalition has not 100% committed to fully funding the Better Schools plan over the next 6 years. They haven't committed to supporting the policy at all.
Angelo Gavrielatis from the Education Union wants more details about the Coalition's policy and a longer-term funding commitment. He says in the end, the opposition had no choice but to get on board.
This is clearly in response to a growing sense of isolation on the part of the Coalition. The broader community recognises the importance of schools funding reform. The broader community recognises that the current funding system is broken. The broader community recognises that our schools need to be resourced in such a way that will give every child that greater opportunity to succeed in life.
That's Angelo Gavrilatos from the Education Union, ending that report by Jane Norman.